This podcast is about one of the four qualitative characteristics of the reports, relevance. The four qualitative characteristics are reliability, relevance, understandability, and comparability. What are these qualitative characteristics? These are the qualities that stakeholders want in the accounting reports. They want the reports to be reliable, to be relevant, to be understandable, and to be comparable. The stakeholders, of course, are any individual or entity or business entity who is interested in the performance of the business. So let's talk about relevance. And we're going to refer to the three accounting reports. The first one we'll talk about is the cash flow statement. Relevance. Stakeholders would expect the cash flow statement to contain relevant information, relevant data to do with cash inflows and cash outflows. So all relevant cash inflows and all relevant cash outflow data would be expected to be included in the reports. And the stakeholders would also expect that information in the cash flow statement to be made available to them in a timely manner. That is, once the end of the reporting period has come and gone, the stakeholders shouldn't have to wait a long period of time before they get access to the cash flow statement. They want that cash flow statement data in a timely manner following the end of the reporting period. Another aspect to relevance concerns reporting or not reporting the cents, dollars and cents. In the reports, it is very unusual for the cents to be reported. For example, if there was a cash flow item, say sales, $60,000 and 1 cent, you would not report the 1 cent. You'd only report the $60,000. It would not be considered to be material or significant to include that 1 cent. So relevance is also to do with what is significant or what is material, and excluding cents is considered to be that information, the information to do with cents is considered to be immaterial or not significant. It will not impact on the decision-making process of the stakeholders looking at the report, so it's okay to exclude the cents. Cents, though information about cents is not material, it is not significant for the stakeholder, therefore it's okay to exclude it from the reports. And that's the same with all three reports. Cents will not be reported in the reports because it's not significant, it's not material, and it won't impact on the decision-making process of the stakeholders. Also referring to the cash flow statement, consider if, for example, the cash flow statement contained non-cash data, such as depreciation or bad debts or discounts, something like that. Those items are non-cash items. Those items would not be relevant to a cash flow statement because a cash flow statement only contains, or should only contain, cash flow data. So non-cash data such as depreciation, bad debts, etc., that information would be irrelevant and therefore not conform with the relevance characteristic. Of course, it would not only lack relevance, it would also be not reliable, because remember, reliability is to do with one of the aspects of reliability is it shouldn't contain errors. And if a cash flow statement included non-cash data such as depreciation, then it would contain errors. That would be unreliable. The data in the reports would be not only not relevant, but it would also be not reliable. Let's have a think about the profit and loss statement to do with this concept of relevance. We would assume, or the stakeholders would assume, that the profit and loss statement for the reporting period contains all material revenues and expenses for that particular reporting period. All relevant expenses and revenues for the reporting period would be expected to be reported in the profit and loss statement for that particular time period, the reporting period, and it would be expected that the stakeholders would have the profit and loss statement provided to them in a timely manner. That is, not too long after the end of the reporting period, they should have access to that particular information. If they had to wait for example, 6 months to receive the profit and loss statement, then the information would be out of date. It would not be relevant. So relevance is also to do with providing the stakeholders with the information in a timely manner. When talking about the profit and loss statement, also an example that's worth remembering is to do with, say, depreciation. If we bought a non-current asset one day before the end of the reporting period, should we depreciate that asset for that one day? Probably not, because it would be a very minor amount, probably, and therefore its omission would not impact significantly on the decision-making processes of the stakeholders looking at the report. So one day's depreciation probably wouldn't include in the profit and loss statement as an expense. It would not be considered to be material or significant, not relevant, not impacting on the decision-making processes of the stakeholder. So it's okay to leave it out. So that's worth remembering. One day's depreciation is a good example of information which is probably not relevant to the stakeholders. Also, I suppose, talking about a profit and loss statement, if it included non-revenue or expense data, that would not be relevant. So, for example, if it included counting capital contributions as revenue, that would not be relevant to a profit and loss statement, because a profit and loss statement only deals with revenues and expenses. So non-revenue, non-expense data would not be relevant to the stakeholders. And of course, it would not only be not relevant, it would also be unreliable, because the report would contain errors, and reliability, the qualitative characteristic of reliability suggests that the report should be error-free. And if you included non-revenue or expense data in the profit and loss statement, that would not be the case. Let's think about the balance sheet, one of the three major reports. The balance sheet contains, of course, asset and equity data, and the stakeholders would expect the balance sheet to contain all relevant or material asset and equity data. All relevant asset and equity data. And they'd also expect to have access to this balance sheet in a timely manner. That is, soon after the end of the reporting period, soon after balance day, stakeholders should have access to the balance sheet. They should be provided with the balance sheet in a timely manner. They should not have to wait a long time after the end of the reporting period to get the data. If it's out of date, then it doesn't provide the stakeholder with very useful information. Thinking about the balance sheet, if it contained, for example, the personal assets or the personal liabilities of the owner, then that would not be relevant data to the business's balance sheet. And of course, that would also be inconsistent with the entity principle. The business's balance sheet should only contain asset and equity data to do with the business, no other entity, not the owner. So to maintain its relevance, it should only have asset and equity data of the business. No other equity data should be included in the balance sheet. If it was, the data would become more irrelevant for stakeholders. And of course, if it contained that other information, e.g. the personal asset and liability data of the owner, it would be incorrect, it would contain errors, and of course that would be contrary to the reliability characteristic as well. So qualitative characteristics, there are four of them: reliability, relevance, understandability, and comparability. We've just talked about relevance. And relevance has certain characteristics, and it tries to ensure that the stakeholders get good quality information, relevant information, cash flow statement, cash flows in, cash flows out. It wants the information also to be provided in a timely manner, that is, not long after the end of the reporting period, not long after balance day. They want the information to be provided to them. They don't want the cash flow data to contain alien information, that is, non-cash data. That would not only be irrelevant, it would also be unreliable, because it would be incorrect. Profit and loss statement, they would expect the data to contain relevant revenue and expense data, and they'd expect that to be provided in a timely manner. Balance sheet, they'd expect the report to contain relevant asset and equity data, and of course they would expect it to be provided in a timely manner. Relevance, one of the four characteristics of the reports, that we want the reports to contain relevant information, because in doing so it'll provide the stakeholder with a higher quality information on which to base their decision.